I guess in thinking about what I would say to you this morning, I decided that I would do a message directed to graduates. Because no matter whether you are graduating from high school or whether you are graduating from college or whether you are graduating from kindergarten, I never graduated from kindergarten. I didn't have it. Or whether you're graduating from the eighth grade, getting ready to move to high school, I have some words of wisdom for you today, and they are not my words, but they are words of wisdom from God's Word. And I entitled this, Life According to David, and it is a very familiar passage of Scripture, and it is the 23rd Psalm. We begin reading with verse 1 of chapter 23, and you can follow along on the screen. You can follow along on your smart device, or you can open God's Word and follow along. We begin reading, and David says these words. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This passage of Scripture is oftentimes read at funerals and special services when we are remembering someone who has walked a godly walk in their life. And hopefully when it comes time for each one of us to be remembered, somebody could say, "We were like David, that we let the shepherd lead us and that we let the shepherd guide us." But today I want us to look at what we can do in the coming days to let God lead us and guide us anymore. And I ask you the question this today. What does a sheep have to do? Have you ever thought about that? A sheep. It doesn't do anything except let the shepherd care for it. Who finds the sheep food? The shepherd. And I don't know what happened on that PowerPoint. It's supposed to say next, who finds water? It's on the one that I printed out, so somewhere, I don't know. It's one of those kind of mornings. When I started working on my computer this morning and went to Google, it was in Portuguese. And I don't speak Portuguese, so maybe, I don't know. But who provides shelter? Who provides protection for those sheep? It is simply the shepherd. And if a sheep, being the kind of animal that it is, doesn't have someone taking care for it, it will perish. So many animals that are not domesticated and wild care for themselves. Do you think a raccoon needs someone to care for it? No, it can take care of itself. Or what about a snake? Jordan saw a snake yesterday at my mom and dad's house, and it was coming near my mom's back porch. And my mom hates snakes, and I'm thinking to myself, if my mom sees that snake, she might have a heart attack. I didn't tell her that I saw that snake last week, and it went down under her walk. But yesterday, I got Mr. Charismatic himself, Dakota, to come pick that snake up, and we took it out to the farm and turned it loose in the field. I don't touch him. If they ever come down to the point where I got to be a snake counter, we changing gears. I just can't do that. But that snake didn't need anybody to take care of it. But a sheep needs somebody to take care of it. Sheep are seen as being not too smart sometimes. But they're really smart that they depend on a shepherd to take care of them. And I think that is the picture that David is trying to point to us, that we need to be like sheep in the hands of a shepherd, taking care of us and guiding us through our lives. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And David had grown up, if you remember the stories of David when he was young, he was a little shepherd boy. When he went and killed Goliath, he was not a soldier, he was a shepherd boy. And he was a good shepherd, that he took his sling, and it says that he killed bears and that he killed lions and that he took care of his sheep. And what we need to realize today, that if we will be like sheep and let God be our good shepherd, that he will take care of us. God will take care of us. And taking care, as defined by Webster, says to attend to with painstaking or watchful attention, thoughtful or hovering attentiveness, to provide for. It takes care of our needs, our operation, and our treatment. And that is the way that David himself looked at the Heavenly Father. He just put everything in God's hands. And this is not just some random man that is writing this passage of Scripture. David is pouring his heart out. He's pouring his heart out as a great king, as a great warrior, as a man who had made mistakes, as a man who had trouble with his kids, as a man who had trouble with people who were over him when he was a young man. And he said to us that God will take care of us. Paul says in Philippians, he says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. My friends, David knew even before Jesus came that he could put his faith and trust in God. And then I would say to you, a thing that we can learn from the 23rd Psalm is this, that God guides. And we know that where God guides, he provides. That was a theme that we had at this church for a number of years. And you can see it on the next slide bigger, that where God guides, he provides. And you graduates, please know that if God leads you somewhere, he goes there before you, and he will take care of everything. I don't know if you're scared and not fearful. To me, scared is less than having fear, because scared is just kind of an antsiness or an anticipation of what is about to come. I can imagine, and I think I can think back 37 years ago to where I was, where you are, and thinking about what was coming up in my life. You know, when I graduated high school, I had no desires to go to college. My parents had desires for me to go to college, therefore I was going to college. I really wanted to not go to college and be the custodian at the local school that offered me a job, and I thought this was pretty cool. I was going to be making pretty good money. Didn't have to think too much. Sweep floors and clean bathrooms, pretty easy, right? And my parents had other plans. And I knew that I was going to Mars Hill College. And but when I was where you are, there was a little bit of anticipation, a little bit of scaredness, if you will, about, would I like being away from home? Would I like my roommate? And all those kind of things that you're experiencing. And I wish you better experience at that than what I had. I went to Mars Hill on Friday, and by Saturday afternoon, I was home. And I went back Sunday. And my first roommate was a royal jerk. He was a big old basketball player, and I finally told him this. I said, I'm going to kill you if you don't stay out of my stuff. He said, you're awful little. I said, you got to go to sleep sometime. But there's that. My next roommate was great, and I love Mars Hill once I got everything figured out. And you will too. But there is some sense of anxiety, I guess is a good word. But I will tell you this, that if you will put that in God's hands, that He will take care of it. Those of you who have graduated from college and are seeking employment or whether you should go on, if you will put it in God's hands, He will take care of it. The Bible says that God will supply all of your needs according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My friends, God loves us and He wants to take care of us. And then the next slide to me says it all, that God will always provide. It might just look different than what we had in mind. I will tell you young people that when I graduated high school, becoming a minister was nowhere on the radar. I went to Mars Hill College and I was going to be a doctor. And that was kind of a goal of mine. And I figured I could go to Mars Hill and get a degree in biology and have a strong emphasis in chemistry because we did not have a minor program at that time at Mars Hill. And I would go on to medical school and I would be a doctor. Well, God changed that. The summer after my freshman year, I surrendered to do whatever God called me to do. And much like David, I put my life in His hands. And I still tried to have a little bit of control on it. I knew I was going to go into some kind of ministry. And I had it all figured out that I was going to become a school teacher and do youth ministry on the side. So I went ahead and got my teacher certificate, and everything was good, and I was going to go on to seminary and get out in 3 years, and I was going to teach high school biology and high school chemistry, and I was going to be a part-time youth worker, and I still had God in control. And after I got out of seminary, I came to a place called Spindale, North Carolina, and I've been here ever since. And that's a good thing. But what I'm telling you is that what we have in our minds may not look what God has in minds. And folks, not just graduates, but those of us who are young and those of us who are older, keep your eyes on God. And if you will do what God wants you to do and you will let God lead you, you will be right where you are supposed to be. And that can be scary. God never sends you into a situation alone. He goes before you. He stands beside you. He walks behind you. And whatever the situation is you have or in right now, be confident God is with you. And Jordan, we just missed that slide. I don't know where it went. Gone. There is a passage in there that says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as the King James Version puts it, God will always be there. And I was reading a book the other day that said that the valley of the shadow, that it is just a shadow. Has a shadow ever scared you? You ever gone through the house and the sun be coming away and a shadow's there and it scares you? But how can it hurt you? It's just a shadow. You know, I used to like back in the day when at school you had film projectors. Y'all remember those film strips? Have you ever seen a film strip? I bet y'all look at me like, what in the world are you talking about? We used to have them at Bible school. When I first came here, we had a board that went across two pews, and you had a little film strip projector, and you would click that thing one at a time. But when the film was over, the light would be up on the screen, and you'd make little funny animals. Right there's a dog. You ever done that? Man, some of those things look wicked, didn't they? But they couldn't hurt you. They're just a shadow. And so remember that. God will always be there. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He won't get tired of us. He won't forget us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. As I said, God will never send you into a situation alone. He is before us, beside us, and behind us. And He is always with us. The next screen is a picture of what David would have been talking about at the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And what he was thinking about was there was places in Palestine where you had to lead sheep. And it'd be real narrow, and it'd be like a little valley. And robbers would hang in there, and they would rob people. And that's what David was talking about. Then I would say to you that you never need to fear. You don't need to fear. Why? Because God is with you. God has my back. God has my protection. And the enemies flee from God. I say over and over again that, and you've heard me time and time again say, that I remember as boys bragging on our daddies, my daddy's better than your daddy, my daddy can do this, my daddy can whip your daddy, my dad's smarter than your daddy. Y'all done those kind of things. But the best image I have of God is the fact that God is better than anything else. God is bigger than anything else. Nothing can happen to me because God has me under His protection. The bottom line is God has my back. And I don't need anything else. Then I would say to you that you are loved more than you will ever know by someone who died just to have a relationship with you. There's 10 things I found that God wants you to remember. And listen to these. I thought it was pretty good. He will always be with you. He will always bless you. He will always provide for you. He will always give you rest. He will always go before you. He will always guide you. He will always answer your prayers. He will always give you strength. He will never fail you. And He will always love you. You can't say all those things about anybody else, can you? You know, I would give my life for my family. But there's times when I'm going to fail them. Maybe not meaning to, but God will never fail us. God wants only the best for each of you. And God wants only the best of everyone who is listening to my voice. God wants us to have no harm, no pain. That should say no sorrow. Maybe I was speaking Portuguese, I don't know. But God wants only good for us. Then David said, my cup overflows. And that is a picture of heaven right there. A coffee cup that is overflowing. You think about that. But how many of you like a full cup? Don't you hate it when your cup runs out? But with God, the cup is overflowing. And He assures us that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. For you graduates, for everybody listening here, God wants the best for us. And if we let Him lead us, and we will let Him guide us, there will be nothing but good in our lives. And the best part about it is that we shall live with Him forever in eternity. Think about a good shepherd. And good shepherds want good sheep because that is their livelihood. And the shepherd that's taking care of his own sheep is going to make sure that he finds the greenest grass, the best food, the most water, the most shelter, the safest place for his sheep. And that's what God wants for us. I would say to you today that life is good because God is great. What can you take home with you? If you need direction, let God lead. If you would turn the reins over to God and let Him lead you, He will take you in the right places. And I say to you today that if you're here and you're not at peace, give your life to God and He will take you to a place where there is much peace. Life is good with God at the controls. Thinking back, 37 years ago, on June 7th, 1979, I was sitting in a hot gymnasium at Bandy's High School, waiting for it to get finished. I don't know who spoke, but they spoke too long because it was hot. I don't know how many graduated, but it was way too many because it went on forever and ever. There wasn't about 122 in our monster class, you know. But when I left that place, I had no clue what my future held. And in all honesty, when you leave your graduation Friday night from RS Central, when y'all left your graduation whenever it was, you really weren't 100% sure what the future held. But I can assure you this, that if you will let God lead you and God guide you, you don't have to worry about what your future holds, because you'll know who holds your future, and He wants nothing but the best for you. You know, when I look back, and I used to laugh at my parents for reminiscing and my grandpa for telling me, but there's one thing you find out as you get older, you reminisce more, don't you? My daddy was reminiscing this week, and the older he gets, the better he was, you know. But when I look back, I am so glad that somewhere in my life, it may have been 1980 when I said, "Lord, I will do what you want me to do," that I let God be the shepherd of my life, because He's taken me places that I could have never gone on my own. And no, I'm not perfect. Far from it. But I know whose hands I'm in, and He cares for me, and He will care for you just the same way. Graduates, whether it's high school or college, give it all to Him and let Him lead you and guide you, and life will be good. And what more do you want than life to be good? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for loving us. For loving us so much that you would send your own Son to die to pay the price for our sins. And God, thank you that you love us so much that you want to be a part of our lives, that you want to lead us in the right path, that you want to guide us in those perfect places, places that we can't even comprehend. And God, it is our prayer today that not only these graduates, but each one of us here and those listening by means of radio would just surrender to you and say, "Father, I want you to lead me and guide me." Because God, when we do, you will lead us and guide us, and our lives will be good. Oh Lord, forgive us for trying to do things on our own. Forgive us for trying to set our own path, but God, help us just to give it to you even now. Lord, if there's one here today that has never asked Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, it's our prayer that they would do that today, that your Holy Spirit would go and just touch their hearts. God, if there's one here today that just needs to come back home to you, that they would just say to you today, "God, I recommit myself to you." And God, if there's one here that has that special calling to do something for you, let them be willing to say, "Lord, here I am. Lead me and guide me." Whatever it is you want us to do, help us to do it on this your day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Kelly's going to come and lead us in our invitation hymn. And it is, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." And I hope you can all sing that. And you can mean that today, that you have decided to follow Him, to let him lead you and guide you in all that you do. Kelly, come and lead us.